ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 18th, 2011. We'll begin this meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray with me. Father God, we humbly come asking your forgiveness. With all our families, troops,
please join Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to note that no bids were received for the term contract for mowing services for areas at Ford Park and the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. That bid opening was Tuesday, July 12th. Item B is to award term contract for correctional facility law enforcement equipment and uniforms as shown on Exhibit A. Item C is to reduce the amount of professional services agreement of the amount of the professional services agreement with Garver for construction phase services associated with the new terminal access road from $210,600, which was approved on July 11th, to $193,315. And this project that will be included in the FAA Airport Improvement Project grant funding number 28. Item D is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.15284 by donating it to a charitable organization, which in this case is Goodwill Computer Depot. And by addendum, item E is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for a request for proposals term contract for auditing services for Jefferson County. To have a motion on those items.
So moved, Judge.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on those items?
I just question on this, I guess the C, the reduction. Is there a reason for it to come so soon? So what is correct?
$190,300.
We had to do this correctly.
Okay.
Close reduction.
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to county commissioners, item A is going to be consider authorizing the county judge to terminate a burn ban order. All the commissioners have been provided with emails that have the new Keesh-Byram drought index numbers. We're actually the lowest right now in East Texas, so I'm hopeful for that at least a week we can terminate the order and allow those commissioners or those contractors who need to do some burning in the unincorporated areas or in other areas can do that, and we'll take it up again at next Monday's meeting, depending on how the rainfall proceeds. But Mr. Fountain has had conversations with all of the volunteer fire chiefs, and they are in favor of terminating it for a period of a week, correct? Item B is to consider authorizing county judge to execute a workplace agreement for Precinct 3 for the National Emergency Grant positions. Item C is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Terry Looney to attend training of facilitators for the Resilience Index to examine preparedness for tropical events. Registration is free and travel costs are being paid by Texas Sea Grant. Item D is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, the City of Groves, and the Port Neches Independent School District pertaining to the repair of roadways and parking areas. Item E is to receive and file amendment number 4 to the Texas Department of Rural Affairs contract number DRS 010219 for Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Non-Entitlement Grant Program Funding. And item F is to consider and possibly approve the renewal of interlocal cooperation agreement with Port Arthur Independent School District for their ASAP program, which is their Absent Student Assistance Project, for the period of October 1st, 2011 through September 30th, 2012. Do we have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on those items?
Patrick, you were okay with everything with this F, right?
There is a change. They're not going to reimburse us $15,000. Clerk's salary and Judge Gilman's office. Want to pay because.
I remember reading the email. That's why I wanted to make sure that we put it on the record.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and possibly approve a budget amendment for the 317th District Court additional cost for indigent defense in the amount of $50,000. Item B is consider and possibly approve a budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for fuel in the amount of $40,000. Item E is consider and possibly approve budget transfer for veteran services additional cost for a copier lease in the amount of $466. Item D is consider a budget transfer for county's record management for the historical commission, which is additional cost for Dick Dowling days in the amount of $950. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 355481 through 355739. Do I have a motion on those items? Second? Oh, there is an addendum on F.
Yes.
Which is to consider and possibly approve budget transfer for Mid-County Maintenance air conditioner replacement in the amount of $4,000. Okay, now do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. And under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve Laboratory Director Linda Johnson's participation in an ISO laboratory inspection in San Jose, California on August 14th through 19th, 2011. All expenses will be covered by the ASCLD LAB accreditation entity for the crime lab, so there will be no cost to Jefferson County.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And under the district attorney, we will recess out of our regular session here at 1:39 p.m. and announced the opening of an executive session as authorized by Government Code 551.071 to discuss with counsel pending litigation, specifically Jefferson County Association of Deputy Sheriffs and Correction Officers and Jeffrey Bingham versus Jefferson County regarding Hurricane Ike Pay. So we will go in recess for a few minutes. So public would do us a favor of
I recognize we have some visitors here.